Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Showrunner Podcasting Course, your step-by-step guide to developing, launching, and running a remarkable show. Registration for the course is open August 3rd through the 14th, 2015. Go to showrunnercourse.com to learn more. That's showrunnercourse.com.
Howdy, howdy, this is Damian Farnath, and you are listening to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. And thank you, as always, for listening. Thanks for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So let's review where we are right now. Yesterday, we looked at how social media has changed online content, and notably how we write headlines. And I've addressed this in another episode, but it's important to point out that you can't just write a humdinger of a headline. You actually have to deliver in your content. You actually have to create compelling content. And that's where copywriting comes in. So the job of the online copywriter is to attract attention, it's to stoke interest, it's to create desire, and it is to incite action. What's been called ADDI, or A-I-D-I, attention, interest, desire, action. So attracting action used to be concerned with stopping the reader dead in his tracks. And of course, a good headline will do that. But before the web, in the world of print, advertisers bought space in magazines and newspapers, and naturally, promoting an ad in spaces with high volumes of traffic would increase the number of times eyeballs saw that ad. So this meant having an ad on the front page, the back page, the inside front, and so on. But in the early days of the web, the sales letter was static. It was on a page off your website. You drove people to it by banner ads and email. It was all about pulling people to your message. Then along came social media and the meme, and you don't have to pull people to your idea any longer. If it is good, people will spread it for you. And eventually, companies began to adopt the meme approach to promotion. Everybody remembers the Cadbury Gorilla, right? So Gorilla rocks out to the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight song. That's it, 30 seconds, run up to him jamming on the drums. It's a beautiful, beautiful commercial. I'll link to it in the show notes. And everybody remember the Burger King's subservient chicken? It did some squats, lift its legs, grab its groin, did what millions and millions of people told it to do, and then it became an internet sensation. And both examples are successful viral marketing driven by social media. And so that more than likely you saw both of these promotions because you saw it in your Twitter or Facebook stream. Somebody shared it or someone emailed it to you. Or maybe you heard about them at the water cooler at work and then jumped on YouTube when you got back to your desk. The question is though, but are these promotions good closers? Do they actually lead to sales? Do they actually lead to leads even? They result in more sales? Do they take the tension and turn gawkers into clients? It can. I don't know if those actual commercials did, but it can. And this is where the online copywriter comes in. So granted, very few ideas are going to turn people into customers on the first try, right? Usually it's a process over time. It's a elevation, a slow elevation of the relationship from a visitor to your site, subscriber to your email, to maybe joining a free membership site and then eventually warming up to buy a product and maybe even a service. But it's an elevation, a slow elevation of the relationship over time. So the complexity and price point of your product will determine the length of that sales cycle, of course, because the more complex, the more expensive the product is, the more answers and information people will need. But simple and expensive products, inexpensive products will have short sales cycles. So complex and expensive products, much, much longer. But a great web copywriter will know not only how to make ideas attractive, but know how to make them shareable. Clear, concise, and compelling isn't enough. Copy must now be meme-worthy. So let me close by sharing with you some skills that copywriters must adopt or modify if they want to compete in an online world dominated by social media. So here are three. three ways that you can improve your skills as a web writer in this social media dominated world. So just focus on the headlines, right? Writing social media ripe headlines and using the four U's is not enough though. You need bizarre, you need strange, you need to look at Gawker and BuzzFeed and Upworthy and places that are getting attention. Business Insider and Atlantic Monthly, all online publishers who craft irresistible headlines, and of course, Copyblogger. Look at how they're doing and how they're sharing. Follow them on Twitter. Follow all these places on Twitter. See how they're sharing headlines, how they're writing them, and pay attention and study them and master them and use them as a template for your own headlines. Two, navigating all social media platforms. So I know you're probably thinking, like, I need another something on my plate, like I need another hole in my head, but make yourself comfortable on platforms at least like StumbleUpon, Reddit, Pinterest, Medium, even if it's for a short period of time. This is why you'll see me often have little experiments on LinkedIn or Medium or Reddit. I don't plan on being there long term unless it turns out to be something successful, but ultimately what I'm after is just trying to get an understanding of how the content has worked there and is my audience even there. And that's the question you have to ask. Where is your audience congregate? Those are the places you need to go. Study that those platforms and see how people are sharing headlines and what's working and what's not working. So three, testing ideas endlessly. See, Reddit is a great place to share content and test headlines in the process. You can toy with different ways of sharing a headline on Twitter to see which wording gets the most click-throughs and shares. But like we mentioned in the earlier Reddit user in the beginning, Trenton J, his first attempt at generating a meme failed. So he tried again a few days later. The same is true for you. You could try something, float it, see if it gets any traction. If it doesn't, delete it, start again, and so on. So now it's your turn. Can you think of any other relevant skills web writers need to adopt in this new social media world order? And tell me where you think my argument is off. Is social media influencing the way we write for the web? And am I making needless distinctions? Let me know. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know in the comments on this blog. And as always, until next time, I look forward to hearing from you and I look forward to talking to you. So until next time, take care.